Let's go to Irene in Upper Freehold. Thanks for calling on the President's Day poll question, Irene.
Well, hi. I'm so thrilled to get to speak to you. I love listening to your show. So, favorite president of all times is Donald J. Trump. I think he is honest. I think he speaks to the common man in layman's terms. And I don't understand how people can't understand that he's honest. They say he's a liar. I don't think he lies at all.
Right. You're relating to him. Prior to his presidency, who would you have said?
Well, according to my husband, who passed away, and I miss him dearly, he came to me out of the blue talking politics, and he said, you know, Irene, Ronald Reagan was the greatest president of all times.
Yeah.
So,
hey, listen, let me ask you something.
He knew a lot more than I did in politics. I was busy being a wife, a mother, and working and taking care of him because he had a lot of health problems, and my daughter, too. And so I didn't get involved. And I had no idea until Donald Trump came along that people were that rotten to one another in politics at all. I thought we had the greatest place to live, the USA, and our government was number one. And I can't believe the disrespect and how it hurts me personally that he is attacked so badly. No respect at all.
Excellent to hear your call. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions before I get out of here. I'm up against a break, but
sure.
How long were you married to your husband?
Oh, almost 42 years.
When did he pass?
He passed in 2013. And I miss him so much.
It sounds like you do. God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
You
and
can
I
tell.
Love Trump,
you can tell.
And I think he's great, and I cry for him when I see him speak. He gives me back some strength. I wish I could get a hug from him. I would feel like he was a televangelist that gave me a magic power to feel better. I think he's so strong.
You're talking about President Trump.
Yes.
And he gives you strength even like when you're thinking about your husband even.
Yes, yes, because he speaks the truth. My husband was a no-fool-around guy. If he had an opinion or he wanted to tell you something, he would tell you the truth. He wouldn't lie to you. And the other people that were in politics, I never listened to them because I never knew what they were talking about. Donald Trump, I understand. Okay, he's not a perfect man. Who is? I'm not.
God bless you, Irene. Just the passion is coming through the radio. There are a lot of people that you don't even know who will probably say a little prayer for you in memory of your husband tonight.
Well, I appreciate
Thank you.
That more than you could ever imagine.
God bless you, Irene.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.